We are in Simen Tzadik Beis, in the middle of Sif Beis. So let us just again start Sif Beis. Im be'emtza tfilosoi nis'eira lo'itayva. That means that before the tefillah, before Shemayna Esrei, he was baidik himself and there was no urge whatsoever la'asei srocha. In the middle of Shemayna Esrei, nis'eira lo'itayva. In the middle of Shemayna Esrei, and it was Hischol Beheta. Is Yamid Atzmai, so he should restrain himself, hold himself back, Ad Sheyigma, till he finishes Shemayna Esrei, V'loy Yafsik, he should not be Mafsik in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, since it was Hischol Beheta, so he should continue in Shemayna Esrei. Ve'im b'shas krishma o birchei seo nis'eira. What if we have the same scenario by krishma birchei seo? Now, by Shemayna Esrei, he doesn't have a heter to leave. He's being oimed lifnei ha-melech. So there it's poshet that... So al kaponim yamid atzmai shigmar b'loya. He should not be mafsik. He should not be mafsik to Shemayna Esrei because he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. Ve'im b'shas kriyishma b'chiser nesayra. Bein l'ktanim bein l'gdolim. Is also the din is koyrei kedalka. Even though he's in the middle of krishma b'chis krishma, he can be mafsik. There's no issa to be mamsik by Birchas Krishma. Afal pi kein kairei kedakai. Now let us just skip the Rambo for 1 second. Ve'im rotzo, we will go back to the Loshon Mechab and the end of Siv Beis. Ve'im rotzo laharchik lahatol mayim oise. And if he wants to, he can be mamsik in the middle of Krishma and Birchas Krishma. So he says, the Mechaber is telling us that we're speaking about Hischol Beheta, and so now so the Mechaber says, by Shemayna Esrei, you are not mafsik, but lo yafsik. My Birchas Krishma, since it was Hischol Beheta, if he wants, he does not have to be mafsik, and if he wants, he could be mafsik. That is the lotion of the Mechaber. Now, Before we see the Ramah, we're in the middle of the Mishnah Bura Sivkotan test. But let us perhaps again start Sivkotan test. Sivkotan test. Bishas Krishma. So if in the middle of the Birchas Krishma, Krishma, he had an urge Lasa Yisrocha, so he doesn't have to be mafsi. What's the loyma? After be kriyishma or birchaser, who yochel leilech mimokim zel mokim achel lofane shom elahatomai. There is no problem of being mafsi. He can go. He's not spending Shemay Nesre. Uchemoyshe sayim besoif asif. That's what he ended. If he wants to, he can be mafsi. Afilohochi. That's true, he can be mafsik. Im hu reitze, but if he wants, hu yochalikreis kedakoi. He can continue saying krishme, vein tzorch lahafsik. Kivin demikoidem bodak es atzme. Since he was bodak himself before the birchas krishme, so memelitz ischil behetel, so there is, he's not mechuyev to be mafsik. He can continue. Va'ayin bebir haloche debiyalnu, deimuta rak ad Shemayna Esrei. So, but bebir haloche, he says, that means this whole concept of hischul beheter, he started it already, beheter, he can continue. He says, so he has to look at each chelek of the tefillah bifnei atzmoi. There's Inyan of Birchas Krishma, so Birchas Krishma is Hischol Beheta, so he can be Goyma Birchas Krishma. Shemayna Esrei is another Indian. It's not Birchas Krishma. So by Shemayna Esrei, it's not Hischel, but this is a new Indian already. And when Bishasi is davening Shemayna Esrei, it was already his Eireloi. He had already an urge, Lasei Srochel. So Al Koponim, he will have to stop before Shemayna Esrei. Aber Shemayna Esrei, Dohu in Yenacha, also Loi Loimel. So he's not allowed to say Shemayna Esrei. I think we mentioned yesterday, but we'll mention it again today. The Shittas Shulchan Aruch HaRav is that if it was Hischel Beheter by Birchas Krishma, Ikedav Shemayna Esrei. And the Tehillah LeDavid explains the Shittas of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as follows. He says as follows. If a person started davening Psuki de Zimre, Hischel Beheta, and then in the middle of Psuki de Zimre, he has an urge, Lasei Srocha, so he says, there the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is Moide, you finish Psuki de Zimre, you finish Yishtabach, Rabid, you don't continue further. This is a Birchas Krishma, a new Inyan. There is a heter to be mafsik between Psuki de Zimre and Birchas Krishma. We had Latzerich Mitzvah, they used to call out things in the shul. That means there's a heter to be mafsik Latzerich Mitzvah. So he says, Ein lechob mitzvah gedoyla, that I should be able to daven Birchas Krishma beguf naki. So there, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if a person was Nesoira Lasit Chochab in the middle of Psuke de Zimre, you end Psuke de Zimre, and you say, you finish Yishtabach, and then you go in Lasit Chochab, in order that you should be able to daven Psuke de Birchas Krishma and Shmeinesre Beguf Noki. That is by Psuke de Zimre. He says, because there's a heter to be mamsik, I'm allowed to be mamsik after Yishtaba. But so I'm allowed to be mamsik. By Birchas Krishma ends with Gol Yisrael in Shemayna Esrei. There is no heter to be mamsik. So if there's no heter to be mamsik, so even though Shemayna Esrei and Birchas Krishma are two different entities, but since there's no heter to be mamsik, so the din is, I'm permitted to be goyimel. That is, if he doesn't have a heter to be mamsik, he's a memele, he is a heter to be mamsik. That is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's a measure of the kekula. So memele, so he's in the middle of Birchas Krishma, he could have a Shemayna Esrei. After Shemayna Esrei, the Chazal says, I'm sorry, now you have to go out. Don't chaparay nekdusha. You're not allowed to chaparay nekdusha. And the Mishnah Berurah holds, what? The Mishnah Berurah holds that since they're two different in Yonim, even though there's no heter to be mamsik, but you're not permitted to start davening Shemayna Esrei after you have the Sisayris. What? Piskachu has been down to 2 days. Al Kaponim, yes, one army listening, Al Kaponim. I mean, it's a merely kakula from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and yes, one army listening, so I may live. So I think whatever person does, he is good backings. Al Kain, Yire Lahamsik, so I may live. Al Kaponim, Shibur says he's not allowed to daven Shemayna Esrei. So let us go back to the case. He started Birchas Krishma Beheta. All of a sudden, in the middle of Birchas Krishma, he feels he has to go. Okay, Yizal Lahavsik Al Kokonim, the Birchas Hamas V'yatzim. Yishmanes, you're not allowed to daven. The Lord says, L'nekobo, K'dei Shiyuch Al-Achakach, L'isvach Kula L'tfilah. So my Mele, so in the middle of a v'yatzev and nochen, you'll that's be'emtza ha'peirik. You go out, and then you'll be able to be mas mechkulo l'tvila. V'yaisav toiv, and if he got to his oiris before Krishma, em yochel lotzeis bein aprokim. That means he can go after yetzah moiris, after avarabe, or bein aprokim of Krishma alone. That would be better. So then he doesn't have to go b'emtzeh Pesach. V'chein im nisoyr loy taive koydem shehizchil ha-birchas krishme. And this, we mentioned the Tila David says the Shulchan Arav is also made. That means he was in Psuki de Zimre. He was in Psuki de Zimre, and now nisoyr loy taive is nire da'osu loy loy meshuv ha-birchas krishme koydem shehivdei kesatzmai. Again, birchas krishme is a new Seder HaTfilah, and now, when they, in order to start Birchas Krishma, he has to. That means he's starting Be'isr. This is his Chobisa. Niridah Sulei Leima Shuv Birchas Krishma Koydim Shivde Kesatzma. Ve'im Kaim. So he says, I'm more the Kesach. Lefi Mashim Avu Alel B'Soim Simen Untalit. The Bochu Shayach LeBirchas Krishma. Birchas Krishma starts with Bochum. Bacha Bochum Nechshavem Tzapek Shal Yitzharer. Im Nis'oyre Lo Yitayva B'soy Psukei Dizimra Moira Dikazach. Who called him such a thing? That means he has to go. Good, he's going to go. Let him chaparayin a Bochum already. He took off his throne and he's about to go. Kaddish he can answer because Kaddish still has the B'soy Shaychus to Yishtabach. But Bochum, Bochu, they're saying Bochu, you don't say Bochu. Do in Yenacha, Imloi, Sheyochel Hamidat Meyatal, Sheyeshlis Mechloh, Kuchnar Besib Kotn Zayim. But if from Bochu, he still can hold himself back 72 minutes, so there is only a din lechatchila, one should not start happening, so here he can be Soymach. So that's by Shemin Esrei. So here already on Kaponim, by Bochu, he could be Mekel. This is not Shemin Esrei. And a fellow, L'chazchil, he can chaparay in a Bochu. Yeah. Yeah. Just like it's also for him to start happening. It's also L'chazchil to start happening, yeah. Now we're going to see a very interesting Ramor, and I'm going to think of Morgan Avro. Ago. Now, the Shulchan Aruch was speaking about, it was Nesoyrer in the middle of Birchas Krishma, in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. So it said, Me'ikar Adin, you continue Birchas Krishma, you continue Shemayna Esrei. That's what we had before. Bishmur says that don't go to Shemayna Esrei if we're in the middle of Birchas Krishma. Fine. But Al Kaponim, one is Goymer Shemayna Esrei im Nesoyrer, and he's also, he can be going by Birchas Krishma. Now the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. The Gemara says as follows. Vidavke, this din is davke she'enai mis'ave kolkach de'isbei mishum bar teshakto. So what happened now? He was in the middle of Birchas Krishma. He's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. And he feels he'll have to go before 72 minutes. That's what we're speaking about. That means before 72 minutes, he'll have to go. So Memele, so then the halach is, but it was Hischil Beheta, he started Shemayna Esrei. He started his Krishma, Birchas Krishma. So, Memele, you are permitted to continue. Avo, the Lavachi, what if the urge to go is more than he'll have to go in 72 minutes? The urge is that it's he's over about the Shaktu. That means if he won't hold himself back, he'll go automatically. So what is such a case? He's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. He's in the middle of Birchas Krishma. He gets such a strong, it was Hischil Beheta. Moiradik, Hischil Beheta. But now he has such a strong urge that if he won't hold himself back, he'll make automatically. Yaisa Toiv Lahafsi. So then the Ramah is explaining what the Mechaber was speaking about. We're speaking about, there are two cases that there is an Isser to start davening, But here, since Hischol Behetel, it is mutter to continue. So he says the whole Behetel is only if he has an urge, lasi srochov, before 72 minutes. Then normally he's not allowed to daven, and if he davens, it's to be losoi teyema. But here, since he's in the middle, it's mutter. But if he's in a massive of Baal Teshaktu, that means, and I'm sure he'll have to go within 40 minutes or 50 minutes. He has to go now. And he's holding himself back. So here the Ramah says, you're mafsik in the middle of Shemayna Esre, you're mafsik in the middle of Birchus Krishma. Finish. You go out. You should. It's that better. That's what you have to do. What? So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. She'enoy mis'ave reitzoloyma. You're right. Reitzoloyma she'enoy nitchak leitzoyis anekobim. Not that he feels he has to go. Ela b'soyis ba'ome. There's an urge to go, but not at the present time he has to go. Aval b'lavochi. Lotzoloyma, av she'yuchel lahamid atzmoy ad she'yigmoyl. Mikol mokim, yaisa toiv, it's preferable she'yavsik bein l'gdolim, bein l'ktanim, mishum isa bal teshaktu. That is an isa bal teshaktu, which is an isa derabonam. V'koi areisha gam atfila. So the Baitvila also of this Baal Teshaktsu, so it's preferable to be Mavsi. V'ayim b'mogin Avrom, shemarich b'dinze, so according to the Rambam, an Elah Yid, he's in the middle of Shemen Esra and he feels he has to go. Everyone's davening Shemen Esra. He's permitted to be Oyvel, his name is Paul, because he has to go. He goes out and he's, that's according to the Ramah. Zok the Mogen Avraham, that he's chaylik on the umasik the betzibul, if he's betzibul, av trumas adeshim moida l'rashbe dein l'havsik b'em tzatzum nekovet abriyus. That means that what he said, yoyser toiv, that's not betzibul. Betzibul, there's covered up Rias over here. Everyone is davening Shemen Esra and he's going to start walking out. So there's covered up Rias. So he should continue davening even though he's over about the shaks. Fine. Va'afilu b'yochid. Now he says, forget about covered up Rias. Va'afilu b'yochid. There's no covered up Rias. He's davening b'yachidis. He's davening b'yachidis. There's no covered up Rias. Now he has an urge, he has to go. So what should he do now? So there's no cover the breeze. So the Ramah said, Yeshe Toiv Lahavsik. Zok the Mogen Avrom, Yesh Lismech Gam Kein HaRashba De Lo Yavsik. It could be so much on the sheet of HaRashba, since it's Hischol Behetta, you don't have to be mafsik. He says, the Yaisa Toiv, what the Ramah says, it's preferable to be mafsik. Mogimom says it's not preferable. You can do it. You can continue Shemayin Esrei. V'chein kosev v'chai odom. The osa lafsik. Because Chayodom says he's not allowed to be mafsik. I feel you, it's all about the shaksu. U'b'derech ha'chayim kosev dim yesh by mishum bal teshaksu. Yocher lahavsik. If you want to, you can be mavsik. If you want to, not the way the Ramah says, toiv lahavsik. It's up to you. Baal kaponim, gam ledidei, ein olav chiyav lahavsik, kivin sheyocher latzarat matcheyig merhatfil. So my mailer, so we have over here, and it seems, we paskan like the Magnavom, the Shulchan Arav, also paskan the Magnavom, so merely kezach, so if a person is in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, or in the middle of Krishma, Birchus Krishma, even though it's a matzav about the Shaktu, and he's holding himself back, he's permitted to be Goyma. He's permitted to Goyma. What now? What is Ve'im yev shaloi lamay da chayit ma shmeina esrei. What is if he can't hold himself back to such a matzav also? So what should he do then? Muta loy lotzei, so he leaves, he goes, he leaves shmeina esrei, lefanes bemtze, rak shlo yafsik b'dibur. But he shouldn't talk anything. I mean, he's in the middle of shmeina esrei, and now he has to leave the shmeina esrei. He can't hold himself back. So memele, so he should go out. Don't talk. Actually, he has to be dibo. So he's in the middle. That's also true. But here we're talking. What? Okay. She doesn't need to go back to the beginning of Shemay Nasri. That means he didn't do anything wrong. It's not philosophy to Eva. Now, in the middle of Shemay Nasri, God is saying it. But if when he went, the time, let's say it takes him 10 minutes to daven Shemayin Esrei, that's his speed, and he went, so if he was out 10 minutes, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. If he was out 10 minutes. If he wasn't, then he'll have to go back to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. And God, here they bring the same, we hear this before also, the din of shok the ligmas kula ye measure as follows. That means he had to go lasse srochov. So he has to go lasse srochov, so from the time he had to go till he went, that time he was unable to daven. After he went, when he came back already, the time it takes to come back, that then he wasn't an anonymous anymore. Then theoretically his hands were there to wash his hands, but he wasn't an anonymous, so that doesn't go into the time spell of Shokadei Ligmeriskula. Right. Vimrotso, now he said that the Mechab, he doesn't have to be Mavsik, and by Krishna, okay. Siv Gimel. Tzorech koidem tfile lahosir kichoy v'niyoy b'chol dovo atirde. That means everything which will bother him in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, that means, let's say, he has phlegm in his throat and he has to cough it up. Don't wait until the middle of the Shemayna Esrei and start coughing it out, and, you know, because that will be matreduced. You can't be machaven in Shemayna Esrei. So this is also Nicholon Hikel if Ne Hashem Okecha. Make all your hachonis that when you're davening Shemayna Esrei, you will not have any tildes. So everything that which will be matredim, in the Shemayna Esrei, take care of before the Shemayna Esrei, that you should, by the Shemayna Esrei, you should be able to daven without any tildes. Yeah. One is phlegm, one is either from when he sneezes, it's this Chalukei day, it's what Rashi learns. Kicha is phlegm, I think, and v'niyoy is he has to sneeze, and so my mele, but kicha v'niyoy b'chol davar ha-terde. Siv dalet, tzorech lirchoit yodov b'mayim. Now, here we are speaking about, let's just give a preview. We're speaking about that naga yodov b'mokim ha-metunofis. He touched a mokim that is mechayiv netila. He did that. So now, tzorich lilchot yodav b'mayim, im yeshloi. If he has water, he's mechayiv. Shmanesh is mechayiv. That also, if he touched a mokim, a mechusa shebaguf, so memele, is mechuyev tzarech, is mechuyev of netilas yadayim. Im yeshlo, if he has water. Vim ein loy, what if he doesn't have any water with him? Tzarech lachzer achreyem at parse. So if he's traveling, he doesn't have any water, he should continue traveling another, if by traveling 72 minutes there'll be water there, v'meimoy tzorech lazachem at parse. So he should travel further. That means he's obviously has to go in this direction. He's going here. So memele, so don't daven shmineska now. Go further, and until 72 minutes, then you'll have your water. Then you'll wash your hands, and then you'll daven shmineska.
I still want to go.
What? Oh, no. One parse in a meal. We'll see. Any meal. We'll talk about that. While we're talking about if there's water, v'meimloy, but he's capable of getting water. So he says he has to go further, 72 minutes, and there is water. He knows there's water there. There's a suffix, he's not going to go. He knows there's water there. He's walking in this direction. And further down, there's water there. So Memela, continue traveling till you get to the water. Avol im tzorech lachzer la'achoyr avol l'mekoymayim. In front of him, there's no water. But if he'll go back, he can wash his hands. We're washing his hands for Shmeinesrei. Ad mil choyzer. So he is mechuyev to walk back a distance of 18 minutes, not 72 minutes. Yoytze mi mil einei choyzer. V'im misyorei sheyaver zman tefillah. So that means if he can make zman tefillah, that is what he should do. There's an inyan of washing his hands before Shemayne Esrei. But if this, by washing his hands, he might be over zman tefillah, then there's yinake yodov, so then let him... God, Chazal, they bring a right from the Pesach. Elchat b'nikoya in kapoy. So there's two eifanim. There's rechitze and there's nikoya. So if you can make rechitze, you make rechitze. If by making rechitze you have passed zman tefillah, so then you make nikoya. Yinake yodov. B'tzroer oi ba'ofo oi b'chol midi d'minaki. And here this has got very interesting. It's very interesting why the Mechaber didn't say this, but here the Dirshu brings down that the person can rub his hands on his beged. The Iker is, the whole union of rubbing the hands is maybe since he touched Amokim Mechusha Shebeguf, maybe they're stuck to his hands, some type of a lichluch. So the rubbing will take off this lichluch. So therefore, he said, it's very interesting that they... What? I don't know if it's sneaking on the kachveis. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. So the sweat also could be... Sweat also could be his own. There's no problem on the begotten for sure. Yeah. Yeah. The kaisel is good. Why do you have the kaisel? But here, so Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, that the big day yachal is shaf sheikh. Yeah, we say. Yeah, you also, that was even a... Okay. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. No.
Yeah.
I still want it. Okay, but no, no. Good. The dew that's on the grass, I'm not a count, I don't know. Yachachatam, so we have over here, Tau, Shachat, Tau. Yeah, but I don't know, there's a very small, I don't know, there's a very small amount of dew. You could say you wash the whole hand, guess what? A lot of dew. Yeah, I hear. But so the vow here we don't have it
but
yet.
If you are in the middle of the highway and
you want to
wash,
there's
a lot of dirt.
Yeah, yeah.
You
allowed? Yeah, yeah, we're clear. 100%. Midi with Menaki. We'll see. So you betray, I bought offer. I bought midi with Menaki. Now, Lil Chait. Atam also ein laboration in Davin Mishnah Brura, either because the Yadayim Askani is, or because others, the Piskei Tshuva speaks others, the Rambam also is an Indian of the Chitze that goes into Hikoin. You should wash your hands before Shmanes Vagamma Tzuz. Mincha Meirat, Arvus, Asnikiluch, Gamma. V'tas HaRambam, now this is a Shreklach HaRambam, the heicher the tzorich little yoda v'loy notar v'gam loy nika oisam b'tzor afilu b'diyemet ein tfilosei tzule he davened already, he said davened over again the tzorichin l'dine v'ayim b'bir aloch m'shmur says v'ayim choyzo mispalo we're not machma like that, he said davened over again v'mayim tishuwa shehet v'ayin anigu v'makim v'sekim mishmakim v'ntilu l'achila. Here you don't have to dry your hands. Tzorich. Now, that's what we said. You have to wash your hands. That's Shidei Shei Meluchlochis. He knows clothes that became Meluchlich. I will be Sam Yadayim, make up a summer Sivei Ayin Shom. If it's Sam Yadayim. There was no Shmira. Lachzer, Vimitzach Edezer, Leilich Achakach Yechizi. He's going with a group of people. And if we'll go back, so now we have to go alone. Ois lo yuchal ayideza lagiyulim chayz chavtzei b'idyoim, or by going back, we'll have to travel at night, in torech lagza klav. Then you don't have to go back. Hoylech b'derech, v'roychev, dinei b'chol ze kemahalach b'raglo, gam ein chiluk b'in derech ra v'toiv. Fine. Now let us just mention what the Mishabur, the Mishabur is saying, a mouthful over here. There's a sheer, there's a distance of a parcel. That means I'm a chuyif to walk a parcel, which is 4 mil. That's the distance. And normally walking a parcel takes 72 minutes. Now, he says, so the Mishnah Berurah says, or to walk back a meal, which takes 18 minutes. V'roichev dinoi b'chol zeh k'mahalach b'raglo. Roichev means, let's say, a person is riding on a donkey, on a horse. So he has the same din of mahalach b'raglo. So that means that just like a mahalach b'raglo, I have a walk a distance of a parsa or a mill, and more than that, I'm not b'chuyif to go. So if I'm riding on a behemoth, you also only have to go a distance of a parsa or a mill. That's it. Now, Khan Shayla, listen, when you're riding on a behemoth, it won't take you 72 minutes. It's going to take you 30 minutes. It won't take you 18 minutes. It can take you 5 minutes. They weren't machalic. They said that they gave one shear. It's irrelevant if you're walking or if you're riding. And let's just go a little further and we'll come back to this. Also, there's no difference if the derech you are going on is bumpy or it's a smooth derech. It's one shear. The shear is the shira is a distance of a parsa, a distance of a meal. I have a very bumpy road. It's not going to take me 72 minutes. It's going to take me an hour. No. This is the shira you have to go. So this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. So now, the shaila is, if a person is in a car, so it's also the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah only said roichev, riding on the behemah and the derech. So the achronim say a car is different. And I'd like to say two biyurim, the difference between a car and an animal. The Beis Baruch says as follows. There were different ways how to travel Bizman Chazal. Others walked, others went on a behemoth. Yeah, whatever it is. So all these Eifanim, Chazal did not want to differentiate if he is a horse, a fast horse, a slow horse, if he is walking. That means all the common means of transportation, they gave one there. The shir is a parsa, the shir is a meal. You'll get there, a person walks will get there in 72 minutes, you'll get there in 50 minutes, it's irrelevant. That's the shir. They gave one shir. They didn't want to differentiate. You start measuring if it's a bumpy road, if it's a smoother. Chazal were not maflik. That means the normal oifen of traveling, which is either through walking or riding on the behemoth, that's one shear. The shear is the distance. The shear is the distance. You have to get to that distance. And it's irrelevant if you'll have to, how long it'll take you to get there. A car, a train, which was not Bizman Chazal, so we don't have these guidelines. Chazal only did not want to differentiate in the oifen on the sea, which was bizmanayim. They didn't want to differentiate. So by them, the shield was the distance, even though I can make it in 50 minutes or 90 minutes, whatever it is, that's the shield. Masha'ein kein, this is a new type of traveling, of transportation. We have this manenu. So here, the shir is 72 minutes. That means that some of the kechumras, they have to drive in the car. What? Yeah. So memela, that's what Rabbi Yamin Silber says in baseball. And they bring from Chaim Kanievsky a different habits that riding on the behemoth also was not such, but also there was reichen kemahalach, that means it's a tirche, that there was a tirche in riding also, it wasn't such an easy means of transportation. So therefore, Chazal said they gave it all the same shear. But a car, here's a different shear. Yeah? What? The time element, not the distance. 72 minutes, yeah. You have to drive 72 minutes. So, yeah. V'chol zadav kishideh b'madishim t'shamayim avo b'sofik light. That means if I know I'll get to water, so then you're mechuyev to do this.